This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, if you've been listening to Cross Hope this week, you know that we're doing something a little different as we begin. We're actually choosing to begin each day with the reading of the text. I've only done that one other time when we considered the seven things that God hates in the book of Proverbs, the sixth chapter. I thought it was so important for people to hear that read every day. So we're doing the same thing with Hebrews 4:12 that says this, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of your heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give an account." Listen to part four today from Hebrews 4:12 and 13. Annie and I met a black singer by the name of Wintley Phipps. Wintley is from the East Coast. He's probably one of the most powerful tenor voices you've ever heard singing. We heard him speak in Dallas, Texas, right before Charles Colson spoke at a banquet. And I went to hear Charles Colson, not knowing that the message I would remember was this story that Wintley Phipps would tell. Wintley Phipps told the story about his wife. She grew up in the inner city. She was one of eight children. Now, according to his words, not mine, Wintley said this, "My wife saw stabbings, shootings, gambling, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, not in the community, but in her own home." You get that? Listen to that again. "My wife saw stabbings, shootings, gambling, drug abuse, and alcohol abuse, not in the community, but in her own home," one of eight children. Wintley said of the eight children, his wife was the only one who didn't go to jail or prison. Can you imagine having eight children? You only have one that never did time in jail or prison. That was the situation with his wife. Of the eight children, she was the only one who didn't have a baby out of wedlock. Of the eight children, she was the only one who got a high school diploma and went on to college. Of the eight children, she was the only one who was married in a church. And Wintley Phipps said, "Do you know what happened to my wife that was different about her life as one of eight children? Next door to where they lived was a Christian family. This family opened up their home and they're with their children to my wife when she was a little girl. They kept a dress for her at the house so that she would go to church with them on the weekends. She had a neatly cleaned and pressed dress to wear every week to church. And they ministered to her." And I know what some sociologists would say. Well, they would say, well, she had an interaction with a stable, intact family and that's what made a difference in her life. You know what? I believe that. I do believe there's power in that little girl being exposed to a stable, intact family. But may I tell you something else? She was exposed to the Word of God week after week. And the Word of God that is living and active and more powerful than a double-edged sword, that's what happened. She was exposed to the Word of God that touched her life so that she could say, "I may have had seven brothers and sisters who've all been in prison or jail. I may have had seven brothers and sisters who chose to go this way, but my life was different because of the living and active Word of God." Kermit Ebbe is an author, and I'll close with this statement. He said, "At some time or another, a man must stop running from himself, stop running from his God, because possibly there's just no other place to turn to." Listen to that again. "At some time or another, a man must stop running from himself, stop running from his God, possibly because there's just no other place to run to." I'm asking you to run to Christ. Not to run to the system, not to run to the world, not to run after things, but to run to Christ because that's where the power is. Well, we'd like to take this opportunity to wish you a happy new year. This message will conclude tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.